SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The gunman accused of killing 18 people in Maine remains on the loose as hundreds of law enforcement officers continue the search. Lewiston Police Chief David St. Pierre says police are focused on finding the suspect, identified as 41-year-old David Card.
The safety of our community remains paramount. I want to assure all that a tremendous amount of law enforcement manpower, time, and effort is being utilized around the clock, literally around the clock, in every effort to apprehend the suspect as well as to safeguard this community.
Maine's Public Safety Commissioner Michael Sawshine.
There are certainly times when we can't quite figure out the why, because every one of these situations is so tragic, so outside of the norm, that it makes it difficult for community members of all types in all locations, East Coast, West Coast, it doesn't matter, to fathom how these kind of things can occur in the greatest country in the world. So we're going to continue to work towards that.
Audio courtesy of WCVB Television. Also at SRNNews.com, a Democratic congressman has tossed his hat into the ring in the 2024 presidential race.
Joe Biden has a new challenger in the 2024 presidential primary.
I'm Dean Phillips, and I'm running for president of the United States of America.
Phillips is a Democratic congressman from Minnesota who likes President Biden but fears he might lose next year. He told CBS it's time to pass the torch. The 54-year-old Phillips said a majority of Democrats have concerns about Joe Biden's age and that the White House contest is an election about the future. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. fighter jets launching airstrikes earlier today on two locations in eastern Syria linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Strikes come in retaliation for a number of attacks on U.S. bases. This is SRN News. A Christian legal firm stepping up to help parents purge their schools of pornographic books.
In addition to considering a parental rights issue, I think it's a child abuse issue because of the potential harm that's done to young children when they see sexually inappropriate material.
Teresa Sidebotham is an attorney with Telios Law.
It can increase their sexual activity, their sexually permissive attitudes. Girls can be objectified early. That increases their risk for anorexia and other self-harming disorders.
And there's another problem.
It makes them more vulnerable to abuse by adults. Pedophiles use this kind of material to groom children. I mean, this historically has been where kids will get exposed to this type of thing.
And she advises parents to find out what books their kids are exposed to. This is SRN News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak warns against moving too fast on regulating AI before it's fully understood.
As authorities around the world scramble to draw up guardrails for artificial intelligence, Sunak warned about acting too quickly, even as he outlined a host of risks that AI could bring. He said only governments are able to keep people safe from AI's risks. Sunak adds it shouldn't be left up to the tech companies developing it.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. In the meantime, the British leader is hosting a summit next week focusing on the risk from the so-called frontier artificial intelligence. Norfolk Southern's installing now the first of what will be more than a dozen of the new generation of automated inspection portals on the tracks in Ohio. That's not too far from one of the trains derailed in February, spilling hazardous chemicals. More details at SRNNews.com.